Good morning and God bless everyone in the wonderful name of Jesus Christ. It's just before 8:30 on January 10th, 2026. And I've just been thinking this morning about being aligned with God. Jesus Christ is the greatest example to us of someone who aligned his life with the will of God. He said, "Not my will, but your will be done, Father." And you know, he said those words at a time in his life where he was sorrowing so greatly that he was crying. His sweat was as great drops of blood. He was crying out to God, let this cup pass from me. I don't want to do this, Father, but not my will, but your will be done. And you know something? God showed him things about his obedience. He showed him things while he was on the cross, suffering and bleeding, and with a visage that was marred to where you couldn't even tell that he was a human being. And he was suffering on that cross. And God showed him things to strengthen him. And that's how God works with us. When we're going through the valley of the shadow of darkness, that word death is really better translated as darkness. When we're going through the valleys in our lives, and there's shadows coming over our lives, when we turn to God and say, "Not my will, but your will be done, Father. Not my thoughts, but your thoughts, Father. Not my desires, but your desires, Father," then his heart is so blessed with that kind of commitment to him, to look to him and align ourselves with him, that he will show you wonderful things to strengthen and encourage you. And isn't that a great life that we have to live? And I was thinking about how God aligned the heavenlies, the planets, how he created the heavens and the earth. And he's kept those things in alignment and harmony. You know, there was an earthquake in Alaska back in the 60s. I think it was in 1964. And that earthquake was so severe that it actually knocked the earth off its axis a little bit. That's what the that's what the scientists say anyway. But did everything fall apart? No. God kept things in alignment, and we have trust. We don't even think about the alignment that he has in the heavenlies, in the heavens, in the earth, how he has aligned things and he has kept things going. He's got it in perfect alignment, and that's how he can be with our lives. If something knocks us off our axis, like that earthquake did, if that's true, if what the scientists said was true, if we're knocked off our axis, God aligns us right back up and keeps things flowing and smooth. But we have to listen to him, and we have to obey, and we have to consider the ways of God. Take time to consider the ways of God. And that's why our confessions are so powerful, because they help align our hearts and lives with God and the things of God. And they help our confession, our godly confessions, help energize our lives and stir up that gift of God within us. Same with speaking in tongues. That is a spiritual thing that we can do to help keep our lives aligned and in harmony with God, connecting with each other and connecting with our minister or ministers, if you have Kim involved in it, but mine is with Lawrence. That's just how God has aligned it for me personally. Aligning yourself with that connection to keep that hot and keep it keep it flowing smoothly and in a godly direction and alignment. It's so important. Praying for laborers is a way that we align our lives and our minds up with that directive from God to beseech Him for those laborers and to build that vision, because that is the greatest commitment that we have. God has committed that to us, the word of reconciliation, and He's given us the ministry of reconciliation, reconciling men, women, and children to God. That is God's will, and not my will, not our will, but God's will be done in that. God first in that. And going forward and speaking and living by the Spirit of God, that heart and life aligned with God, so that we speak those heavenly words and we live those heavenly words, and God gives those heavenly words to us as we go forward. And we do live in the moment with God. That is God's will for our lives. We live in the moment with God. We are laborers together with God. He works in us constantly to will and to do of His good pleasure. And that good pleasure becomes our good pleasure. And we are in alignment and in harmony with that. And God will bless us beyond anything that we could ask or think as we align our lives and hearts up with that. And my goal, my heart's desire, is that nothing phases me in that quest to live for God. Nothing phases me. No negative distracts me. Nothing knocks me out of that alignment and harmony. But if it happens, I have a resolution. I have an unction with the Holy One. I have a connection with the Holy One, with my God, and He can bring me back in alignment and harmony in an instant. So let's live our lives like that. Not our will, but His will be done, because we know that our Father is the wise one. We don't have the wisdom of ourselves, but we have the wisdom of God to keep us going, to energize us, to help us stir up that gift of God within us so that we can go forward and we can minister to others, and we can even minister to ourselves when the need arises for us to do that. Because God has energized us with that spirit. We have that perfect spirit that can do that. But our goal and our focus is not upon ourselves, but we look to bless others, because that's God's will. His will is that we minister and that we look to others, and He will take care of us. He's said it. He's promised it. And we can rest in that. And we can go forward with great joy and expectation that God is the center of our universe, and he has us aligned with Him, and we are seated in the heavenlies in that perfect place, and we can rest in our God and know that He has every need of ours taken care of more than abundantly, and we are free to live, move, and have our being in the things of God. So God bless you, and God encourage you to live unto Him, because that's really where it's at. So God bless. I love you. You're the best.